I'm Maria Cristina White de Cruz, and I work in the field of art history and religious art, and I have a particular fascination with Christian art. Now, this particular rosary is not a usual one. A rosary is something for private devotion, but it's also used in a sort of grander scale for public devotion. Here we have something that is really not the most practical rosary. It's extremely heavy, actually, and very, very fragile. It's made of glass with gold leaf, and the filigree is also very fragile and also quite fiddly, so not something you would want to keep in your hands on a regular basis. And the objects that have been added to the rosary, these objects which are symbols of the Passion of Christ, are something that's very common, in fact, in southern German rosaries, and here they are silver gilt. The hands and feet are the hands of Christ, and there are, in fact, devotions to the different wounds of Christ. Of course, is the chalice. There is also a heart with some flames coming out of it, and the heart is, if you look very carefully on the heart, you will find as a crown of thorns, which is beautifully chiseled, and this refers to Christ's heart, which was pierced on the cross. And what may look like a comb are the three nails that were used to crucify Christ to the cross. A rosary is an aid to prayer, and it is usually made up of five sets of 10 beads. The smaller beads are the Ave Maria beads, on which you say the Hail Mary, and the larger beads are the ones that you say the Our Father, the Pater Noster. And each set of 10 beads is called a decade, and on each decade of the rosary you meditate one of the gospel stories. There are the joyful stories or mysteries, there are the sorrowful stories or the sorrowful mysteries, there are the glorious mysteries, and so it's Christ-centered, focusing on stories in the gospel, but asking Mary to mediate and help us to come closer to God and her son Christ.